This is KCUR 89.3. A new instrument almost 10 years in the making is finally ready to show all she's got. KCUR's Suzanne Hogan has the story.
Meet Elisa Bickers, the principal organist at Village Presbyterian Church in Prairie Village, and the church's new organ, Opus 22.
One of the cool things about the organ is that it's got so many sounds at your disposal. There's some like flutes, some that sound like strings, sound like trumpets, or bassoons.
Bickers calls the organ Opus for short, and it's a she.
And then there's a sound that doesn't exist anywhere except an organ, which is called a principal. That's kind of the basic organ sound that people associate with, you know, hymn singing.
Bickers has been playing the organ since she was 12 years old. She plays a lot of different instruments, but has a particular love for the organ. One reason? Well, no two organs are the same. And it's an instrument that offers endless variety.
It can create such gentleness or such power. It's such a variety within one box, with one player.
And this box, Opus 22, is 24 feet tall. It weighs 17 tons, and it takes up the whole back wall of the church.
So I can take you inside?
Inside the organ?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Care for it?
I guess it never occurred to me that you could go inside of it in this way, but now I feel silly for not having realized that.
Some of them are really tight, but yeah, you have to build it somehow.
Imagine being inside a large walk-in closet that's completely filled with pipes. Some as tall as 16 feet to some as small as a few centimeters.
All of these pipes are played by the feet. And if you look down this way, any of the ones that are painted gray were kept from the old organ.
Yes, some of the old organ is part of the new Opus. Bickers played that organ too, but she said that one was on her last legs.
I called her Old Wheezy because it had a lot of wind leaks, and so you turned it on and it just went whoosh. It wasn't a nice name.
Almost 10 years ago, the congregation at Village Presbyterian Church created a pipe organ committee. They brought in consultants, considered the acoustics of the room, and eventually they hired organ builders Richards Faulks & Company out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. They started building the organ 5 years ago.
I mean, it takes a long time to build for good reason. You know, all of these parts built by hand by really talented people, and it's got to be done just so.
They were able to use 50 of the pipes from Old Wheezy in the new design. And they've been assembling the organ in the church and voicing the 3,600 pipes inside for the past year.
The voicing process is taking those pipes and adjusting them at various points. You can adjust the toe to make it louder or softer. You make adjustments at the beard or the ears or the mouth. You make adjustments in the body. There's just parts to each pipe, and so once they get it here in the room, they put it in the organ and they make it sound just right.
A process all in all that's taken over 40,000 hours of labor and cost $2 million. The voicing was completed 2 weeks ago, just in time for her dedicatory recital.
I mean, you can't just throw them in there. It's got to be measured and the weight correct and the wind correct. It's a really fascinating meld of art and science to get it right.
Now that the installation and voicing is complete, Bickers says the really fun part can begin, sharing Opus with the community. Village Presbyterian Church has scheduled a series of public concerts throughout the year. They have organ lessons planned, and they'll of course continue to have their regular worship services. And in 1 year, after the wood and pipes have settled into their new Prairie Village home, the organ builders will come back for another voicing session, just to make sure Opus sounds the absolute best that she can. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Suzanne Hogan.